Say the term civil rights movement in Alabama and places like Birmingham, Montgomery, and Selma might come to mind, but the city of Tuscaloosa is making an effort to have its experiences in the civil rights struggle share in that limelight. Now, visitors can see the places where those events happened on Tuscaloosa's new Civil Rights History Trail. APR's Stan Ingold went to the grand opening and has this report.
That is 100-year-old Lonnie Neely leading the crowd at last week's grand opening of the Civil Rights History Trail in Tuscaloosa. And that was just the warm-up act. Work with the Civil Rights History Trail Task Force has been underway since 2016, and this night was the big unveiling.
Was there ever a formal apology given to the members of the group that were hospitalized and sent to jail during Bloody Tuesday?
Scott Bridges is the president of the task force. He's referring to an attack that became known as Bloody Tuesday. On June 9, 1964, demonstrators attempted to march from the First African Baptist Church to the new Tuscaloosa County Courthouse. They were protesting the segregated drinking fountains and restrooms in the building.
White people was lined up from 28th Avenue to Greensboro Avenue.
Reverend Thomas Linton helped organize that march.
We thought they were spectators. We didn't know that they were going to assist the police in attacking.
Linton's barbershop is one of the 18 stops on the Civil Rights History Trail. He says that attack continued beyond the street.
And what makes it so sad, they drove them back in the church. And as they got back in the church, they shot tear gas through the stained glass windows. And the fire department came and shot water holes in there. They went in and they beat people out of the church.
Scott Bridges says that original question got things moving.
That led to the formation of Friends, who looked at civil rights in Tuscaloosa, and eventually that expanded to acquire a more formal designation from the city, which was the formation of the task force.
Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox attended the event to unveil the Civil Rights Trail.
We see a rise of white supremacy. We see a rise of rhetoric that's destructive and divisive.
His message to the crowd was the importance of remembering events of the past. He says efforts like this are needed in the times we are currently facing.
Understanding that the differences that may divide us actually make us stronger. Understanding that it was a point of crisis in this country during the civil rights era. Both whites and blacks, males and females, people from all parts of life came together to understand that all men can be created equal.
Maddox says there is a lot that everyone can learn if they pay attention to where we as a people have been in the past.
To know where we're going, we have to certainly understand where we've been. And in Tuscaloosa, we have a deep history when it comes to civil rights, whether it's standing in the schoolhouse door or Bloody Tuesday. And so I think this is a very remarkable step for our city to acknowledge our past and to get better from it and also celebrate our future, because we can become better by learning through the quiet heroes of Tuscaloosa's civil rights movement.
One of the major aspects of the Civil Rights History Trail is a racial reconciliation effort. Betty Wells is a member of one of the circles dedicated to exploring this. She says it's time something like this program existed.
Now here it is these many years later. I am so excited that a program like this has come along. I never would have thought I would be involved in anything like this that was so positive and so moving.
Wells says while working on this, she met people whose stories helped clarify how some people think.
At this group, I met a woman who was my age, whose great-grandparents owned a plantation. And she talked about what her grandparents taught her, her great-grandparents, and her parents, and where she is with all of this. And for me to hear her tell her story, it put the whole thing in a whole different perspective.
Scott Bridges says Wells' experience is what they hoped to achieve. That's to get people talking.
Simply asking people to sit down and dialogue, talk to each other, listen. It's not easy, but it's really the best we can do.
Bridges hopes to implement the next two phases of the trail in the next couple of years. Phase two will include stops at Stillman College and locations on the west end of Tuscaloosa. Phase three will include sites on and around the University of Alabama. While all of this is underway, efforts to continue racial reconciliation will press on. Betty Wells is ready for it.
We have a lot of people in Tuscaloosa that have been involved, and they're ready to move forward. We want to make this happen. It's racial reconciliation. I want it. Do you want it?
For APR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Tuscaloosa.
Keep on talking, marching up.